Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we are talking some leaked Kanye text messages, which isn't a common occurrence for how many people Kanye works with and how often he's texting them. Usually Kanye is the one leaking Kanye's text messages, but today is not the case. And you can see here that GoatVault.com has a bit of the, I guess, the explanation that is making the rounds. I don't know if this is factual or not, so take this with a little bit of a grain of salt, but it would explain kind of the details. But there will be more Donda leaks, Kanges. I don't know how you wanna pronounce that typo, but Kanye's former engineer iCloud got hacked, and the person who hacked it is leaking everything. Now I see how Drake found the Andre 3000 LOP leak. I honestly don't think that the leak came from someone's account getting hacked. To me, it seems more like Drake got the song because somebody in Kanye's camp gave it to Drake, much rather than somebody like hacked something, got the file, gave it to Drake, unless it was somebody from Drake's team that did the hacking. I don't know. But that seems maybe a little disconnected from this. This seems like a separate thing. But looking at the first leaked text message, and this is the one that went a little bit viral. I guess both went a little bit viral. But you can see that it's a text message conversation with Kanye. And Kanye is the one sending the text, so it's in gray. And the engineer is in blue. And Kanye starts the text off at 9:34 a.m. And it says, "Good morning, let's work." You know, nice way to start the day, getting a good morning text from Kanye, very polite. And Kanye wants to get right to it, right? Let's work. And then there's no response from the engineer. 2 hours later at, wait, is that how time works? Yeah, 2 hours later at 11:23, Kanye says, "You're fired," right? No response from the person. And it just says, "You're fired, go home." And then they reply. So at that point, they say, "I'm really sorry. I have no excuse. I set an alarm for 7:30 a.m. And for whatever reason, my phone wasn't alerting me. I woke up at 11:08 to missed calls and got dressed as fast as I could. Lou was already in his way to getting Boogs and they just got here. I did a call back right away because I was in a panic trying to find a ride. I know this unacceptable. I'm sorry." Which, yeah, that sucks, right? You're working on a Kanye project. You're probably exhausted because we do know that Kanye was working at all hours of the night, right? Like people that were working with Kanye were posting to Instagram and Twitter at like 2, 3, 4 in the morning. We know that Kanye, when he did his live stream the night before the, what was it, August 5th listening party, that they were up really late at night continuing to work. So it makes sense why people would be exhausted and maybe sleeping through alarms. I'm speaking from personal experience in high school and college when I was running on 3 to 4 hours of sleep most nights. I just reached a point where I was sleeping through every alarm. I was that tired. I still stress about it to this day. So I could easily imagine myself being this person where I just slept through, am terrified about what's going to happen. And then you get that text from Kanye saying, "You're fired, go home." Just how devastating. So gives that apology. And then Kanye responds with, "Stop texting. Go find God." Right? What a statement to make to someone. Stop texting, go find God, come back after you found God. Which I know that that's probably said like symbolically, metaphorically, like not literally, right? Kanye is saying go find God as in like pray, you know, think about what you did. And when you feel, I don't know, like you've had a godly experience, come back. Or maybe he's just saying go to church for a little bit. Like maybe the guy went to a church, took a picture of him in church, right? He's just in the pew like this, asks a nun that's nearby, "Hey, can you take my picture?" and then sends that to Kanye. That's what I would do in that situation. Like, Kanye, guess what? Found him. I'm ready to come back to work. But I like to think that Kanye's going very literal with this. No, go find God and come back after you found God. You know, just do that simple task and, you know, bring God with you and you can get your job back. So it's quite a final statement to go from good morning to come back when you found God. So that escalated pretty quickly over the course of a few hours. And there are people saying that, you know, the guy was supposed to be there at 7:30 and he's 4 hours late. I do think maybe it was supposed to be 9:30, and maybe it's a little flexible, right? Kanye texts you when he's ready to work, and that's when you're supposed to go to the stadium. Until then, you're just kind of hanging out, doing what you do. So I like to think he set the alarm for 7:30, knowing that Kanye could text him at any point, and then he'd have to head over to the stadium, and it just happened to be 9:30, and bro is not ready. So, you know, people have been saying that Kanye was really unfair in this, and I think you could be a little critical of the language, right? Like, oh, could you imagine if your boss talked to you like this? You're fired, go home, like, stop texting, go find God. On the other hand, it is individual employment. You're working with a highly respected and mercurial artist. How much do you think Kanye's time's worth? Which is another question. And it's like, imagine being 2 hours late to your job that is highly sensitive, right? We could imagine that this is probably around the time of the listening parties. Kanye has to get things in order. Every hour counts. And this person just isn't responding, isn't showing up. Their job's not getting done. What do you want him to do? It's Kanye West, right? This is costing Kanye time and money, and there are thousands of people that would love to step in and do this work. So it's a little harsh, but I understand where someone like Kanye would be coming from with this. You have an employee that's not showing up, not responding. It is a do or die situation. You're hiring them for this high pressure. I'm imagining paying them for this high pressure. And yeah, that's disappointing. But then that also leads into this next one, which people, I think, have found a little more problematic than the first. Like, the first is very copy pasta worthy, right? And meme worthy. It's a little jarring, but it's also people understand the dynamic and situation. But this one, another iMessage leaked image. I'm not sure these working conditions are legal. So forward from another text, which Urko, I don't know if that's airing out Urko a little bit, but I'm back, guys. Yesterday, after 33 hours of Pro Tools, I got jittery, lost my sight, and then fainted to the ground. Ambulance came and all, but I'm told I fought not to be taken to the hospital. LOL. Anyway, I'm back, getting ready now. So, I mean, the implications of this are that this person was doing engineering work or whatever Pro Tools does, I'm imagining engineering work, for 33 hours, at which point they just had a medical episode, which is terrifying, right? I mean, imagine staying up for 33 hours. Most of us are tired after, you know, an hour of being awake, but 33 hours of continuous effort and work put into just this one task, yeah, that's enough to drive anyone to a point of extreme and prolific exhaustion. So fainted to the ground, but then taking pride in the fact that you fought not to be taken to the hospital, that is the opposite end of the spectrum from this person here, right? Who's happily sleeping through and this person's just like passed out, but still fighting in their comatose state. Like, man, that is some dedication. And then just happily like getting ready now. The issue with this is that there are people that are being very critical of Kanye, like, how could he like make someone do this, yada, yada, yada. And we just don't know the context around it, right? And that's not me just being a homer and defending Kanye with anything and everything. There's a very likely situation that Kanye did work a number of people way too hard and that it's very unfair conditions. And something like that should not be repeated, right? Like, people should not be having to do this as part of their job. Staying up for 33 hours at that point is just excessive. But we also don't know, and this is what I'm saying, the context of how much time did he actually need to be working? How much time was he told to work? Was this somebody trying to go above and beyond because they wanted to make an impression? Were they working on other things in this time? Do they just have sleep problems? Like, we don't know if they were doing other things for themselves, if they were working with other artists, if this was all for Kanye, if Kanye asked him, if there was an implication that you shouldn't stop working because something has to happen. There's just a lot of details to the situation that I could imagine where somebody would be like, oh, so they made that choice and that choice and that choice, and that's how this came about. Okay, that's unfortunate, but that doesn't seem to be Kanye's fault. But it very could be likely that Kanye's just like, I don't want you to stop doing what you're doing until this is finished. And the person just sat there for 33 hours trying to do that very thing. So my assessment of this is just, we don't have enough information, but that sounds incredibly intense. And I hope that that's not the situation moving forward for other people working on any album, right? Nobody should be put through that. So we'll see if there's any more details that come out about that person and what happened. And then we just got back to this. And there was another leak, I think a version of South Carolina. And apparently in the group by world, things are starting to pop up. So we'll see how significant this ends up being, if there's any more like behind the scenes information that emerges. I don't know if I'll cover all of it, because there is, it does feel kind of a line, right? Which I think this one, because it's been so popular, people are talking about it, it's at least worth noting that this happened in terms of the archiving of this rollout. But I don't know how much I want to keep diving into personal communications between people on like a daily basis as things emerge. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But I guess that's it for this video. As my voice really went up there. But if you are enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, comment, subscribe, as any of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people enjoy and they show it to others, which goes a long way in supporting us. So thank you to all of you who do that. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West. It's the thing we are most well known for. Travis and myself are the preeminent Kanye scholars when it comes to critical examinations of Kanye's discography from a lyrical perspective. And what that means is just, we have done more work than anyone else when it comes to explaining the meanings, themes, concepts, narratives of his albums and his songs. So if you want to check that out, the bulk of the episodes are podcast only, though all of our new episodes, the end of 808s and Heartbreak and all of Donda so far, are available on YouTube as well. But we have covered The College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, 808s and Heartbreak, Yay, Kid See Ghost, Jesus is King. We also co-wrote the Yeezus season for Dissect. If you've listened to that or want to check that out. And then our new episodes on Donda are going to be coming out the rest of this month. We're actually recording God Breathed tomorrow, and our jail episode just came out yesterday. So you can watch the video on YouTube if you want the video footage, but if you want all of the sweet production elements that include music, then you can just listen to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Tidal, wherever you listen to podcasts, you know? So that's it. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.